Hi, my name is Billy Walker, and today this is the Pupils vs Students charity match for raising money for Strathclyde Hospice. Okay, Mary. Right, so how do you think the match is going to go, Mary?
Well, I think we're going to lose.
Kirsty?
Say that I think my team is going to win. Yellows, I think my team's going to win. Wait, how do I... Hello, is it working? I think my team's going to win. And we're going to win overwhelmingly. How do you say that?
What do you predict the score to be?
51-12 to the Oranges.
Yellows.
Because we are going to win.
Okay, thanks. Rachel, what do you think about the match?
I think it will be a quite even game. I think the teachers might have an upper hand with their strength and speed and height, but I think the pupils can still fight back. I'm on the Yellows.
Okay, thank you.
Sir, do you like coming to an interview?
Interview for the first two players? See if Mary starts moaning about teams, just cut the interview
short. The team's corrupted.
That is corrupted.
Right, okay.
Okay, how do you think the game's going to go?
I think it's going to be a close game, but the students will win 55-54. I'm on the Yellows, or Mustards, I don't know what colour we are. And I would just like to put out there, I think the teams are really fair. So fair.
I think the teachers do have the upper hand, and sadly the pupils will fall, but we will fight back.
Okay, so this is Aaliyah from the Purple team. What do you think the match is going to go like?
We're going to smash the teachers.
Do you think you're going to win the match, yes or no?
Yes.
Megan, do you think you'll beat Aaliyah?
No.
Are you even playing against each other's?
Yes.
I don't know.
No, we're not.
We're playing against the teachers.
So I can see the teams are talking about their tactics, and
you need to describe
the atmosphere is tense.
So I think the blue team's going to destroy the purple team. Because, I just think the blue team's just so good. I hear their star player is Mrs. Murray, which is going to be a real threat. Going to be a real threat to the game.
Right, I was going to do my introduction, but Mr. Waddle just came in a mohawk and a tutu, so...
Mr. Waddle.
Gorgeous. Anyway, so, hi.
You can hear the live atmosphere from the games that have now just started.
Yeah. It's just the first game of the two, and...
Well, the game's just started.
And the game's just started, so nothing so far.
We have the blue team against the purple team here. Oh, and Mr. Lennon misses a shot. So does Molly. Mary, would you like to comment on this?
Well, I think so far Mrs. Murray and Mrs. Johnson has been fantastic so far. I think they're going to be a real threat. And defensively, Miss Murray is just too good, right? She's just going to destroy Erin Bailey in this game. And attacking-wise... Miss Johnson's just gonna score about 25 goals, I'm predicting, well, nets. And oh, that's an unlucky shot by
Mrs. Johnson on the ball. The ball slowly but thoroughly moving through the court. Molly has the ball.
It is quite quickly moving up. And now
Molly shooting.
Molly Spears
goal!
Made a shot and win.
Well done, Molly. The score is pupils 2, teachers 0. I think later on we should get a little interview from Mr. Waddle about the pink tutu and the mohawk.
I think we should actually, yes. So we've got some really good passes from the teachers, but so far their defence is quite lacking.
Mr. Waddle!
Should we? I'll go get him in a sec.
Shout David.
Right, I'll make two.
Rachel's now we get Mr. Waddle. Oh, and is that Mr. Clark in another pink tutu? Nope. It's Mr. Sheridan. No offence, Mr. Clark. Or Sheridan. Whoops.
So, here we have Mr. Waddle, who, as I mentioned previously, is wearing some very interesting attire. So, Mr. Waddle, do you want to give us a little bit of background to this?
Do you want me to talk you through my outfit?
Yeah.
Right, so my understanding was if you play netball, you wear a skirt. Is that correct?
Okay.
Probably
so I
not.
Went for a little peach tutu, I think I would describe it as. And obviously, just fancy doing something a bit different with the hair.
Right.
What was your inspiration behind this?
Just try to be as aerodynamic as possible.
Can't argue with that.
Make myself hard to mark. Just planning to get out there and just absolutely tearing up the court in a minute.
How are you feeling before the game?
Nervous. big stakes, a lot of pressure, but I feel I could rise to the challenge, so confident.
Good, good. Right, well, that's going pretty well. Mr. Preston is also in some...
A little black tutu and a black afro like with a bow in his hair, which is luminous pink.
It looks like Annie, but if she had black hair.
Yeah, oh, like the new one.
Oh my God, yeah. Right, I don't think Mr. Preston... Oh, and we have another... Oh, we have Mr. Sheridan. Oh my...
They're all in little tutus.
Mr. Sheridan has not only a black curly wig... Mr. Sheridan not only has a black curly wig, but it has light up.
The pupils team on the side are currently not happy with the end of that.
So let's go. And now we are on to the second match. Greens v Yellows. We have Mr. Cheney, very, very enthusiastic. High hopes for this team, apparently.
Okay, they're now just setting up for the second match. Green teachers versus yellow students.
Yes. The purple team won the first, students won the first game. So, yeah, that just proves that, you know, things do get worse with age. I'm so sorry, but I'm not at the same time.
We'd also like to give a little shout out to Erin, Emily, Eve for setting this whole thing up. So thank you guys.
And the teachers have started off strong with some of the tallest players, and Mr. McCainer just made a basket. Now in the possession of the students.
Mary and Mr. Lennon just clashed.
Mr. Lennon just snatched the ball back for the teachers.
Teachers dominating the court. Megan on the ball. To Les. To Rachel. Christy. Look.
Honestly, the girls move quick. They are not backing down. Okay. And Mr. Lennon back at it again.
Great defence.
Yeah. And it's in the possession of the teachers. It seems to always be Mr. McCrane and Mr. Kennedy with him. And made a basket.
Well done, Mr. Kennedy.
Starting off with the possession of the teachers and a brilliant defence from Chrissy McKenzie, although...
Some bystanders taking pictures and videos because it's so entertaining.
Yes, lots of animation from the stands, very riveted crowd.
Great support going on here for all teams.
Mr. Kennedy, the assassin on the ball again. And that's another shot. Oh, and now Miss... I forgot her name. She was in the thing last. She was at the thing with the Thai camping thing with me. No, it's not Milliken. It's like, oh my God, she went with me to one out of bounds. And Mr. Kennedy has now subbed off.
I forgot her name.
It's Mick something.
Yeah. Mick, great teacher, is now on.
Teacher's still playing a solid defence. And Miss Campbell fumbles the ball. And there we go, another.
Looks like Mary's not happy with that.
And now Mr. McCrainer has subbed off with the ever fashionable Mr. Waddle. He's having a hard time putting on that bed there, isn't he?
Struggling a wee bit.
And Miss Milliken sees the ball.
He's not even got the bib on right.
Mr. Waddle. I don't even know how to describe this. It's actually quite beautiful to see. If only this was a video. And the ball has been taken back from back.
Back to the pupils.
Yes, the pupils are now taking the ball. And they lost it. It's back in the hands of the teachers.
Mr. Waddle shooting.
Mr. Waddle
and misses.
Pupils have managed to get possession of the ball and taken it up the court for the first time this game. And Mr. Lennon again.
Mr. Cheney,
not very...
Not the ball into the wrong
hands. Spatially aware and threw it right to the students. Although now teachers have taken it back. And Mr. Waddle made a basket.
Mary is now just interacting with the bystanders and has literally given up on trying.
Low morale in the students.
There's the buzzer.
And that's game. Fair to say that the teachers won that. Right, now we have Mr. Parker, who has just successfully led his team to the victory. Mr. Parker, how are you feeling after that game?
Not great. We lost, Rachel.
Did you?
Lost, yeah.
Well, this is awkward.
Team won. We lost. Feeling good though. Lots of people here to watch. Raising lots of money for a great cause. Strathcarron Hospice means a lot to the school, a lot to the staff. So it's great that we're doing our bit and raising some money for a great charity.
That's good. So yeah, expecting more from the team this game?
Lots more. Yeah. I mean, Mr. Sheridan's got his 2-2 on, as does Mr. Preston. So hopefully it brings him luck, because it's not bringing him much else.
Fair enough. You have a beautiful team here. So, we'll let you get back to the game now.
Thank you. Thank you. Great job, guys.
Thank you. So, actually, the students won that game. So, that's now the end of the Pupil V Teachers Tournament. How do you think the games went?
Really well. I think everyone did great.
Now, we'll ask a couple of people this, but it's just as valid. What did you think of the teachers' costumes?
Amazing. They were all very fashionable.